The Pentagon is expected to decide within the next 2 weeks whether the Air Force should get 100 new airborne tankers from Boeing. This isn't just another big defense contract. The Air Force wouldn't buy the planes. It would use some creative financing to lease them. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
As the war with Iraq hit its peak early this month, Air Force Major General Stanley McChrystal gave Pentagon reporters a summary of air activity filled with statistics. 30,000 individual flights, 20,000 bombs and rockets dropped. And then there was this note about the big lumbering planes that made it possible.
Our aerial refueling tankers have provided over 37 million gallons of fuel to coalition aircraft.
Most of those 37 million gallons were pumped out of Boeing KC-135s, a military version of the venerable 707 airliner. Extensive, costly upgrades make these planes among the most mission-reliable in the Air Force. But the service says they're still too old. And last year, Congress gave preliminary approval for 100 new tankers, Boeing 767s. It's not just for the Air Force's benefit. Lawmakers said that after the economic shock of the September 11th attacks, they saw an imperative to support our commercial and national security industrial base. In other words, keep the 767 production line going, even when the airlines were canceling new plane orders. Democratic Senator Patty Murray is from Washington State, where Boeing would assemble the new tankers.
We had to become creative. I don't remember whose idea it was initially, but we all met it with skepticism at first. But I think as we looked at the options and looked at the possibilities and looked at the long-term benefits, we all came to agreement this was the best way to make this happen.
The best way, according to those who want to do it, is to get the planes on 6-year leases. Air Force Assistant Secretary Marvin Samber says it isn't a Boeing welfare program. But in the annals of military procurement, this deal is unique and complicated. A brand new special purpose entity would buy the planes from Boeing using money borrowed on Wall Street and lease them to the Air Force. That way, Boeing's books stay free of upfront debt. The deal also avoids competition with other expensive new planes in the pipeline. The Air Force would count the leases not in the procurement budget, but under operations and maintenance. It's a bit like lumping your car payment in with the cost of gasoline. Senator John McCain, the Arizona Republican and former Navy combat pilot, hopes to block the deal when it comes back to Congress for final approval, probably in a few weeks.
If they want new tankers, I'll support new tankers. But for them to do this, I mean, we all know what it is. It's a bailout for Boeing, and it started right after 9/11, when Boeing's sales dropped off and they had to lay off people. It's the military-industrial complex.
Actually, the military-industrial labor complex, not to mention the lawmakers from affected states. Boeing declined to provide a spokesperson for this piece, but lawmakers from states with Boeing facilities or subcontractors are all helping the company lobby. And so are unions who represent the aircraft workers, and unions whose members work on other defense contracts. Charles Bofferding is director of the Engineers Union Local at Boeing, where thousands of jobs are at stake.
It's a little frustrating as an engineer to sit back and see that we have an immediate need and we have a workable solution, and then to watch a convoluted political process deny the rest of the universe what it needs.
This time, Boeing and its allies may not be denied. Steve Ellis is the defense analyst at a watchdog group called Taxpayers for Common Sense, which has been working with McCain against the leases.
I mean, one of the things that lobbyists or organizations like Boeing count on is sort of fatigue on an issue, and the fact that there's a lot of other things going on and people pay attention to other new things that pop up. And so I think sometimes they just sort of count on that of wearing people down, and that they have a lot more resources to throw at this.
The larger question, of course, is, if they throw more resources at this and win the lease deal, will it open the door for other Pentagon leases in the future? And could the military end up imitating the millions of Americans who have leased fancy cars they couldn't afford to buy? Peter Overby, NPR News, The Capitol.